This is KUT. A big new development on South Congress Avenue means several local businesses will be forced to relocate. KUT's Saida Hassan reports on the latest changes coming to this iconic Austin corridor.
As customers stop in for their morning blowouts at Wet Salon and Studio, co-owner James Haddock shows me around the place. Like his clients, his South Congress business has tried on some different looks over the years.
Yeah, this is the main floor. Over the course of 17 years, the layout and everything has changed quite a bit. And that's part of what our business is. It's all about change and growing.
And another big change is on the horizon. In a few months, Wet Salon will be moving to make way for a new mixed-use development. The project's engineering firm, Big Red Dog, declined to comment. The design firm, Lake Flato Architects, also did not respond to interview requests. But documents filed with the city show the development includes more than 130,000 square feet of office space, retail, and restaurants, along with a parking garage. The property spans five lots on a 1.5-acre stretch of South Congress. It encompasses businesses including Texas National Outfitters, Ignite Fitness, and Strut. Next door to Wet Salon, the Svanthor House of Wax has already closed its doors. Haddock says it's a shame to see those local merchants go, but he's focusing on moving forward.
I truly believe that just like when we came to South Congress 17 years ago, the area that we are planning to move to is going to be the next cool area.
Haddock isn't publicizing the new location just yet, not until he signs the lease. One thing that sets his business apart from his neighbors is that it isn't tourist-driven. His loyal customers are likely to follow wherever he goes, but other merchants feel differently.
Shocked, sad, angry, disappointed.
Lizelle Villapando is one of the owners of Parts and Labor, a boutique that sells clothes, artwork, and housewares made by Texas designers. She estimates that about half of their business comes from out-of-town visitors. Villapando got word about the new development this summer. She's been scrambling to find a new location ever since.
I'll consider almost anything. You know, right now we're almost at 2,500 feet, so finding a retail spot that big now is a totally different ballgame from when we moved in here in 2008.
Change is nothing new to South Congress. Over the years, rising rents have forced several merchants to move, and Villapando echoes their concerns for the future of the corridor.
So when people say, you gotta check out South Congress, like what's gonna be here anymore that's not at the mall?
The city's development services department says the proposal is still under review. That means development plans will likely change before they're approved, and it's unclear what the timeline for construction will look like. Saida Hassan, KUT News.